Look to the one next to you and say, all authority has been given to you and I. If the one that's not beside you talks back, pray in it's the Spirit. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the anointing. The anointing of God to destroy the yoke of every bondage. You know, I'm always reminded in Psalms 133, where the psalmist writes about the anointing, the oil of anointing that flowed on Aaron's head down through his beards, to the shoulders, to the skirts. And there God invoked the blessing. Amen. And God's given us anointing for the hour that we're in. I know when the adversary raises his ugly head, God is greater. And we have to recognize that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world, and to overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. My words are so valuable and so important. I have an opportunity to put the adversary in prison or feed him. I don't know about you, but I'd rather starve him to death. Hello? I think we have fed him enough. But in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number 7, the word of God says, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Amen. Understand with me that the adversary is not greater than the one that's in you. Amen. We'll face adversity. We have an adversary. But at the same time, I've read the end of the book and we win the battle. Amen. So I have to constantly remind me, because the writer of Habakkuk says, without vision, the people perish. So you have to catch what Solomon said, that you have to catch a vision of victory. If you can't see your victory, it's going to be difficult for you to step into it. Amen. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith is the substance of things I'm hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So when I'm speaking for my total and complete healing. First and foremost, God wants you and I to understand that we do have the adversary. But also in the midst of the adversary, we also have the victory. I'm a sore loser. Hello? Is that a bad attribute? Yeah, in the sports realm, but not in the kingdom realm. Amen? Are you with me? So the victory in Philippians chapter 1. Verse 28. The apostle's reminding the church at Philippi. In verse 28, he says, "In nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which he saw in me, and now here to be in me." In other words, nowhere in the Word does the Bible say that we don't have an adversary. Nowhere in the Word does it say that we will not face battles. Amen? Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. We have to allow the Spirit of God to fight these battles for you and I. So with this takes vigilance. Vigilance. The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5, he reminds you and I in verse number 7. We'll go with number 6 to begin with. The Word of God says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." First, recognize and realize we have to submit to his will. Not my will, but thy will be done. All right? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. But he gives us instructions. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So we have the victory. Amen. So we're to value God and value his word. And I have here to the value is in Titus chapter 3. He says, in verse number 8, Titus, Paul writing to Titus, he says, this is a faithful saying, in these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works, for these things are good and profitable unto men. So we find that, hey, we have an adversary. We have the victory when we have vigilance. Amen. And we value God's word. Amen. I don't know. I've tried to battle the adversary with my words. It doesn't work too good. Amen. But when I speak the word of God, he must bow to the word of God. Amen. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. So his word's alive. And it's active, and God's calling it to accomplish something. He wants you and I to know tonight that we do have an adversary. And secondly, that we are going to face adversity. Amen? It seemed like in different directions, the floodgates opened with adversity that hit me in all kinds of different directions. But the Lord reminded me, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God said it. I believe him at his word, and I'm going to have diligence, okay? I'm going to diligently seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness down upon you and upon me. So in this, secondly, we're going to face adversity, the trouble in Psalms 31. Psalms 31. I love where the psalmist just puts this in verse number 7. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of my enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Amen. In other words, God says, I'm not alone. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm as close as the call of my name. So in the midst of this adversity, we also have the trusting. We know that the Solomon said, trust the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, now Solomon's the preacher. Verse number 14. He said, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider. God also have set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. In other words, he is our only answer. He's the answer for every problem and every circumstance and every situation our nation and our world is facing right now. Jesus is the answer. So he speaks about the thoughts and our thought life. He took me to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13. Be grateful for where you're at, but in your gratefulness, don't forget the others that are suffering for you. The apostle says, remember, verse number 3, them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. In other words, Jesus said he was touched with the feeling of our infirmities, okay? In other words, we're to be touched with the feelings of others' infirmities. We're to be touched with their suffering. Today, Daphne Lewis's stepdad passed away, went home to be with the Lord this morning. Jesse Knighton. And so we pray for the Lewis family, the Knighton family. You know, we send the word out to them. Your word declares that blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And he tells us not to forsake the time of mourning. And we know it's hard and we know it's difficult. But God wants you to know that you're not alone. Not only is he with you, but the body of believers is with you also. Our hearts are with you tonight, Daphne, and the Knighton family. So he says to us that, so we have the adversary. We have the adversity, but I thank God for the anointing. Amen? Amen? I thank the Lord for the anointing, the giver of it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 20. The word of God says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and have anointed us is God, who have also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have domination over your faith, but we are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for they that come to him must believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him again. So we're looking at this. This brings the gladness to my heart, the gladness. In Hebrews chapter 1, and you may not realize it or not, but faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and faith's being increased in you tonight because you're hearing God's word. He says his word will not return unto him void. It'll accomplish what he sent it to do. Amen? So we have to believe that he's always doing a work in us. Always. He is never finished. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 9, he says, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. You know, I used to love that song. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. And what makes me glad is the oil of the anointing. The oil of the joy of the Lord is the anointing of God, brings joy to our hearts, joy unspeakable and a fullness of glory. Amen? So as we're looking at this, God says, hey, we have an adversary. We're going to face adversity. Hey, but we have the anointing. Look to the one next to you and say, you're anointed and you're appointed to be beside me tonight, so we can stand in agreement. As two agree as touching anything they ask, can be done to them and their Father which is in heaven. Amen? Are you with me? So this brings the generation. We're generating something here. I love the way the John the Beloved writes it in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. It's just a reminder for you and I. Verse 27 says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it have taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Amen. So what is the Lord saying to us tonight? He is saying that he's poured out his anointing upon us through the Spirit of God. The anointing that we do have an adversary. We do face adversity. We do have the anointing. And I have in here the application. The application is we have the advantage. Amen? How many know that we have the advantage over the adversary? How many know that he tries to make it look like he has advantage over you? So he says in James chapter 5, verse 14, he says, is any sick among you? Let him call on the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. So in closing tonight, what is the Lord saying to us through the preaching and teaching of his word? God is saying to you and I that he's given us the authority. Along with the authority, he has given us the anointing to battle the adversary and whatever adversity he brings, recognizing that through the power of God that you have the advantage. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Say it to yourself, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. What is the adversary made big in your life right now? Remind yourself, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word, and we're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do tonight. I send your word out to Facebook and the website, Father God. I send your word to minister, Father God, that the body of Christ and those that are in this world today are facing all kinds of the adversary and is the adversities, Father God, that they're facing. But through your power, the anointing, they may have the advantage over him, Father God. May they recognize their need for you. May they submit themselves to you, Father God. May they give their hearts and their lives to you, Father God. Not just their leftovers, but their first part. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. And we're grateful, Father God, for what you're doing, for the things we see, the things that we don't see. We thank you that there's power in your word, there's power and authority in the name of Jesus, and you've given us the victory. Victory in Jesus, Lord. So we send that word out tonight. We speak life and Zoe life over the body tonight, Father God. Many people are looking at different things in the airwaves, Father God. I bind every lie and deception the adversary sends through the airwaves tonight in Jesus' name. Your word declares that the children shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. May they not buy into all the deception that's taking place in this world tonight, but may they be holding on to you, the truth, the way, the truth. Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all you've done in the past, what you're doing now, and everything you have in our future. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.